Giant FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane and super excited, originally from Chicago, Illinois, would like to welcome to the show Mr. Frank Bang. How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing very, very well, Penny. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate you having me here.
Well, I'm so excited to have you here. And I would like to take a moment to thank the people that helped make this possible, Krista Hughes and Robin Ritchie. Lewinbrook, and if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't be sitting across from me right now.
Christy the Slayer fan, yes.
Yes, right? She's going to be like, huh? So, but I was telling Frank a little bit about how Christy and I met years ago when she called in the radio station and she was requesting music that she knew I could not play, and you know, and I was getting a little bit irritated, and it was
That's
sort of
awesome.
Yeah, it was sort of funny because she ends up like she's one of my best friends in the world now, and so it's really nice how our music community is just evolving. You know, and I'm really proud of, you know, we've got you on the air today with the Lewinbrook, and then afterwards we've got Man Cave, who also too, they're doing that roots and getting musicians in from all over to play, and it's really neat in intimate settings.
Yeah.
So like you're performing tonight
at
the Lewinbrook Ranch, which is actually for all of our listeners, it's on the east side of Indianapolis. It's southeast. It's only like I think 20 minutes from here, so it's not, you know, it's not that far of a drive, and it's a great place to go to a show. I've been there myself and I love it. It's at 140 East Hannah Avenue, which will be posted online for everybody.
Yes.
So Cook County, huh?
Yeah.
So tell you, I was born in the Cook County Hospital.
Were you?
Yes, I really was.
Yeah.
So I wanted to tell you that.
It's funny because four out of the five guys that made the record were all born in Cook County, and three of us were born in the same hospital, which we all
really?
Were kind of like laughing about. Oh, yeah.
So did you grow up in Chicago?
Yes.
Born in Chicago.
Yeah, I was born in Chicago. My dad was an old Chicago cop until maybe I was like end of sixth grade. Then he moved us out to a little country town called McHenry, Illinois, which was fantastic because, you know, growing out in the country after being raised in the city, you got to really enjoy a lot of things that you probably wouldn't. You know what I mean? You got the best of both worlds, I think.
Yeah, so I've
kind of had an appreciation for it ever since. Even when I've lived in the city as an adult the last, you know, 10 years or so before I finally just relocated, I would find areas that were heavily wooded to have a house or something in the city because I just kind of I noticed the need of both.
Oh, I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
Did
you find a wooded lot in Chicago?
A couple different times. I got lucky.
Did you
really?
There are some nice, you know.
Absolutely.
You get close to Lake Michigan,
Forest
too.
Forest Glen, Sauganash, those were nice areas where you had the trees in your backyard, and I loved it.
Oh, yes. I would like that, too. So, when you were younger, and you were a young child in Chicago, when did you first start playing music?
Actually, really late. I was in sports.
Okay.
You know, all the way through high school. And I remember, right before maybe I got my license or somewhere around there, and I was, you know, young for my class, so it probably was around the beginning of my junior year, I asked my dad if I could get a guitar and an amp, and he was like, absolutely not. So then I went and bought a guitar and amp anyways, and he said, you can keep the guitar and you can keep the amp, but they're never allowed in the house at the same time together.
Ooh.
So I would keep the amp in the garage and, like, you know, occasionally torture him. It's how I kind of found the slide, because I was out there messing with those socket wrenches just to make noise, to antagonize the fact that I was out in the garage and couldn't be in my, you know, my room playing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it worked out good.
Did they ever let you inside the house?
Yes, eventually. No, my dad's, he's more than made up for that mistake.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Does he hear about it all the time?
No. Only in interviews.
Only in interviews.
So we'll make sure we get this online so he can hear it again.
Yeah, so he can hear it again.
Absolutely.
That's all. Well, he's got to be obviously super proud of
you. He's been fantastic. He's great.
I mean, you performed with Buddy Guy for numerous years.
Yeah, it's like really been like a musical, you know, apprenticeship, fatherhood, whatever you want to call it. There's just so many guys in Chicago that allowed me, and not just Chicago, but around the world, who allowed me to be in their world musically. But probably the most was Buddy, and because of Buddy, a lot of these other people I've got to meet that have allowed me into their world were because of those initial meetings, either at his club or on tour with him or things of that nature. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it has been.
I read that you performed with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Robert Plant.
A couple times, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Dang.
I was just thinking about, I got some friends from Chicago, Indiana, the Steepwater Band.
Oh, yes.
And they were just playing at the United Center with Bon Jovi, I think last night.
That's cool.
I saw these posts and I was thinking about being there with Buddy, opening up with Clapton. And I was like, that was cool.
That's cool.
Or playing different places around the world with the Stones like that. You know, and that's the thing with Buddy Guy. You get afforded opportunities that a normal blues band wouldn't get afforded. You know, like play at Soldier Field with Dave Matthews for 2 days. Blues bands don't usually play in front of 75,000 people a night in Chicago. But yet we got to do that because of Dave Matthews.
In your hometown, too.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet, huh?
Absolutely.
Had to be a special moment.
Yeah. Going to games there my whole life. Oh, my gosh.
Was your dad in the audience?
No. But I remember just really enjoying it more on a personal level than anything else, you know, after all those years of going there and being there for so many games growing up as a kid to see the Bears to perform there with Buddy was fantastic.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
So you said you had a new album coming out with live one from Kingston?
Yeah. The blues band I have a couple different projects over the years. Frank Bang and the Cook County Kings is something I've been kind of committed to the last, you know, a year and a half, 2 years pretty regularly. And it's a blues band from Chicago. We're all star side guys from different lineages of backing certain musicians over the years, whether it be Buddy Guy or Junior Wells or James Cotton or Magic Slim and the Teardrops. And that kind of took off and did well for me and the guys. So we recorded last February at the Kingston Mines on a Saturday night. Finishing up the mix on that relatively soon so we can have that out by the summer. And then we're also working on a studio record this summer, too, which should be out before the end of the year. So we'll stay pretty busy with that. And then I've also been, like, I just left Shelbyville, Indiana, probably like a little over 2 weeks ago. I was over at Capone Speakeasy playing with another project I have going, which is Frank Bang's Electric Duo. Which is me playing a bunch of my secret stash songs that have been getting played over the years on BB King's Bluesville and Sirius XM and across the country.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's been fun because it's a lot of slide. I have my Sawzall guitar that everybody's always talking about. And
is that the red one?
Yeah. There's just a ton of, you know, talk about that everywhere I go. Uh-huh. So, and if you want to rap about that, I'll tell you where I got it from and all that.
What is it? You said it was a Sawzall.
It's a Milwaukee Sawzall box. Mm-hmm. The old school Sawzalls used to come in a metal case with a handle.
Okay.
Well, you know, to make a long story short, a few years ago, I had the Double Dare record come out, and I was going to New York City to meet a manager that wanted to manage us and talk to another label that wanted to do the next record. And we left Chicago in a snowstorm and drove all the way to New York City. It snowed all the way there. We got to New York City, one of the largest cities in the world, and there was three people there in the audience.
Oh, wow.
And the manager guy didn't make it. The two record label people didn't make it.
No.
The Relics magazine guy didn't make it. Nobody made it. Out of the three people, there was this gentleman who came up to me from Rochester, New York, and said, I drove here to see you play. I've been listening to you on B.B. King's Bluesville all these years, and I want to build you a slide guitar. And I said, sure, okay. You know, like, I've been dejected enough going to the largest city in the United States and playing to three people, snowstorm or no snowstorm, you know? Drove back home about 3 months later. I got this small coffin sent to my house. I thought somebody was sending me a signal or something. Uh-huh. And I cracked it open, and that guitar, a custom guitar he had made for me, was in there. He made it 5-string open G, which is similar to what Keith Richards played with the Rolling Stones. It's really fun for me because I was always playing a lot of open G slide anyways. I'm a huge Ry Cooder fan. I love the stuff that he does and a couple other cats too, so it's just been a blast. And it's actually became probably the most popular member of any band I'm in.
Oh, that's neat. Well, as soon as you said that, I was like, is that the red one? Because I'd
seen
it,
you know?
Oh, Frank, will you play a song for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I was driving down here trying to figure out what to play. And when I've been doing the electric duo and doing stuff like tonight that I'm doing, I like to do a lot of singer-songwriter stuff mixed in with the blues that I grew up on. And I'm a huge, like most folks, I'm a huge Creedence Clearwater Revival fan. I think John Fogerty is amazing. I think he's one of the most underrated guitar players on the planet. With that being said, he's an Indiana native now, so I was thinking yes. about one of his songs here. Here we go. Sweat's rolling off of my shovel, picking in the devil's boneyard. Could use a cool drink of water, rag to ease my face. I sure like a woman to talk to here today. It's 110. 110 in the shade. I'm going way down. Mama kept me. Some be so hard, can't stand it. Might shrivel up and blow away. Midday sun make it crazy. That's what all the old men say. Ground's hard as a gravestone. Couldn't cut it with an axe. Won't lay right down here, mama. Yeah, that's a fact. It's 110 in the shade. I'm going way down. Mama carry me. It's 110 in the shade. Going way down, yeah.
Man.
That was perfect.
Thank you.
Frank Bang. Where can we follow you online?
You can go to frankbang.net, www.frankbang.net. You can look me up on Facebook at Frank Bang and the Cook County Kings. Uh-huh. You can go on YouTube. I got a couple different channels going on YouTube, all associated with Frank Bang or Frank Bang and the Cook County Kings.
Uh-huh. And performing tonight at the Lillibrook Ranch.
Yes.
In Indianapolis in an intimate setting, which is house super party. Awesome. Little house party.
Yeah,
also, too, we can follow you online because you're going to be coming back to Shelbyville.
Yeah, be back to Shelbyville, I believe, on... I think I want to say like Saturday, September 21st. And then I think we're going to come back again to Capone's. Besides Saturday the 21st, we'll be back in November on a Thursday as well. Kind of do this annual thing with the Electric Duo where we go out April and November, and it's working out well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's fun.
And would like to thank, too, again, Krista Hughes, the Lillibrooks for helping set this up, and also to Cassie and Dale that did Facebook Live in the studio for us today.
Yes,
so that
thanks.
Was very nice. Thankful
thank
to them.
You. Thank
and,
you. Thank
and,
you.
And Frank, thanks for taking a trip with Penny Lane.
Oh, thank you for having me, Penny.